We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This week, you know, again, you know, I know you're coming off your injury and, you know, you've been trying to think you're working out again, you're feeling good about yourself. So, you know, we got somebody coming to the table. She will give us a little advice or whatever, but it's not for you. It's for our listeners. Just so you know, you're done. It's for our listeners.
But guess what? This is going to be educational for me. Sometimes you need to reconnect. You need to recalibrate yourself. And what better way to do that than bringing on a fitness expert in Sonata Greca, who's number one, like I said, fitness expert, and she's a creative of the Crush It program.
Crush It Crew. Shout out to the Crush It Crew out there.
You heard what I said? Crush It program. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to crush it in a few weeks. So don't be trying to bust my burble. You know what I mean? Trying to bust my bubble, homeboy. But, yeah, I'm trying to reconnect. And so what better way to do that then bring on a fitness expert like Sonata Greca.
Well, I'm looking forward to having her. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the show, Sonata Greca, coming up next on Get Your Popcorn Ready Podcast. So there it is. So welcome to Get Your Popcorn Ready Podcast. It's your host, Hatch, with my boy.
Yep. This is Terrell Owens. Y'all know me. T.O., we are in the building today, and we have a very unique special guest, Sonata Greca.
Great
so
guy.
We're welcoming her to the show. And as I was alluding to before we kick this thing off, I brought you on because there are so many people outside of sports, in sports. And obviously, Hatch and I, we haven't played football in some years now, at least 8 to 9 years. And so I get the question all the time about nutrition, working out, things of that nature. And I have been fascinated by watching what you've done with your social media platform, what you're doing with your program. You're the fitness expert and creator of Crush It program. So welcoming you to the show. So everybody that's listening, we have Sonata Greca. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself before we just dive, before we jump on you real quick?
Of course. Well, just take it easy on me. All right.
just tell us how you've been crushing it.
Well, thanks first and foremost for having me on, you guys. Truly appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here with you both. I have my popcorn, not quite
there you go
the way that you guys make it, because I know you put lots of butter and shake it,
salt, all that.
So I'm not quite
absolutely
at that level yet, but I'm trying. So
we'll get you
yeah.
there.
Crushing it. I mean, that's, I think, something that I stand behind. It's in life, you know, you have to crush it. You have to get up with that conviction that every day it might be your last day. So make the most out of it. And that's what I try to project through my following, to my Crush It crew, which is the people that have that have bought the programs and are crushing it. So just in a little bit, a couple of words.
Right.
And don't let me get too verbose, because I tend to go off on tangents sometimes.
You can tangent as much as you want. It's all good.
That's what it's all good. Yeah.
So, of course, us being, ex-athletes, and kind of take us back to, again, you played sports back in the day. Again, kind of take us back to when you were in high school. And like I said, the habits you created as far as getting into shape and trying to stay in the shape.
Absolutely. So believe it or not, I was not a star athlete by any means.
Right.
But I always that desire, you know, that I wanted to be out there. I wanted to be active. I wanted to meet people. And for me, you know, that was important, especially when I moved to the States, kind of being an outcast. That was a way for me to, I don't get in those.
Yeah, you moved circles. From
Albania.
From?
I moved from Albania when I was a teenager, which is pretty rough in itself. Mm-hmm. So that was a way for me to fit in. So I've always been active, you know, as a child. I was like climbing trees, getting that like ripest fruit and going up on like rooftops to get the fruit, playing outside. But yeah, I never was a star athlete. I just made myself kind of go out there, get myself into uncomfortable situations so that I could learn from those uncomfortable situations. And at the end of the day, you know, I would be like the most improved athlete because I put so much force into whatever I did. So I played in college. I ended up playing rugby, believe it or not.
Crazy, right?
Not a lot of people know that about me.
How did you manage to stay so beautiful playing rugby? That's a rough sport.
It is a rough sport. Well, I was a left wing, so I did a lot of running and I wasn't quite in the mix,
Okay.
So I didn't quite get hurt here. Physically, yes.
Right.
Did get a lot of bruises, but it was so fun. I think I can clearly say that I was like the, you know, I've played tennis and soccer and basketball. I love basketball too. And everything, well, not everything, about everything that you can think of, I've done it in terms of sport, or at least tried my hand at. But rugby was a different kind of, which a little bit like football, you know, that
physical.
You know,
So let me ask you this, okay? So because everybody has this story, and you didn't play rugby growing up, and obviously didn't play football growing up. So when you get older and you play a contact sport for the first time, that first time you got hit, you were, you know, 19, 20, 21. So we played it as pups, so we're 10 years old. So we've conditioned our body throughout the process for contact. So what was like the first time you kind of, you know, got hit or like, yo, maybe this isn't for me type of, you know, contact?
It wasn't even getting hit. It was getting shin splints.
Really? Okay.
It was the first time that I'd experienced it in quite that way. Like, I actually went to the hospital. I called 911. I was like,
911 for shin splints? That's classic.
it was horrible. Like, I'd ran before. I didn't run marathons till after, but for some reason, like the practices and the actual like physicality of it, my shin splints were horrible. Like I really had to call 911. So that was my first like wake up call. Like, okay, this is a grown up's league over here.
So this is a great segue because I like this because you said shin splints. And obviously playing rugby, like Hatch was asking, he was thinking that it was something traumatic. There was something that kind of just, you know, stood out that kind of made you maybe not want to play it or want to play it more. But you said shin splints is kind of what kind of just maybe took you out of the sport, which brings to me to the topic of we're talking fitness here. And a lot of females, non-athletes, athletes, and especially a lot of people that want to be athletes. I understand you said you was not a star athlete in high school or growing up. I was the same way. So my point is, and what I'm trying to get to is that you said you had shin splints that kind of prevented you from obviously progressing or playing more in rugby.
Oh no, didn't take me out. It didn't take, that was like the first like introduction to like, okay, let's grow up.
Right. So to my point with fitness, this is what a lot of people make a mistake of, is that they don't have a fitness base and they just jump into programs or jump into, just say like CrossFit, for example.
True.
CrossFit has basically kept a lot of these practitioners, these doctors in the business, because there are so many people that see results of people that similar body types, or they feel like, oh, they measure themselves up against somebody that they seem like, oh my gosh, I can do that too. But then they don't have a fitness base to really jump into something like CrossFit. So they get themselves hurt. They get themselves injured. So Talk about a little bit about the fitness base of what people need to incorporate before they just jump into a program like Crush It.
Of course. To have those basic movements in mind, to maintain form in mind, that's key. And then I talk a lot about mind-muscle connection. So developing a connection with your muscle that's just beyond lifting the weight. Because that's where we make mistakes. We start picking up weights that are not appropriate for our fitness level. We start introducing moves that are not appropriate for our fitness level. So that's where we take it back to the basics. Start with proper form. What does a regular squat look like? What does what do lunges or deadlifts look like without any weight or just bands? Introducing, like I said, mind muscle connection. So thinking about the working muscle, thinking about your form, slowing the movement down, and not trying to impress anybody by a tremendous amount of weight. I can tell you that if people saw what I lifted, and they do, and they ask a lot of the time, they're blown away. They're like, you don't lift much. It's because you don't necessarily need to. I believe that lifting heavier weights is beneficial, but it shouldn't come to a risk of injuring yourself. And you can get results without just lifting this tremendous weight that people think, they should be lifting. So that's my approach. Learn the form. Keep that in mind forever and never, even when you're picking up weights from the floor, not just performing the movement. Keeping that connection with the muscle, staying present and not thinking about what am I going to have for lunch or dinner, but truly staying present and in the moment. That's what has helped a lot of the crew. There's a lot of, funny enough that you mentioned CrossFit, there's a lot of CrossFitters that join my CrossFit programs, which are not, there's different levels and they're not even starting with the most advanced level and they're still challenged in a different way.
Absolutely. It's funny you say that. It's like, because if you're just talking about the basic squat and then like you refer to that as picking something up off the floor, once you start, talking to people 35, 40, 45, most of those injuries come from just the simplest things. Like I said, I went down to pick something up off the floor and I strained my back, again, if you can learn these smaller techniques and form how to lift properly over time, then of course you just keep that throughout your lifestyle. But even like if I go to pick something up, I got to make sure I do, I got a little hip thing going on. So I got to get in the right formation. I was like, I could hurt. I'll eventually hurt myself,
And it's also the other aspect that when you do start to work out and you get stronger, then even those movements that before would have proven to be maybe a little detrimental or hurtful, they're not as much anymore because your muscles are used to, they're stronger, your ligaments are more used to different movements. And because a lot of the time it's not having the muscles strained and the ligaments are too tight and a whole chain of reaction that occurs.
How often with your programs, how often do you create these programs, or are they you have a system in place, but obviously when you're demonstrating all these workouts, what's your schedule like, in order to, again, for someone to, again, go to your program, Crush It program, how do they find you? And so obviously we're talking here with Sonata Greca, fitness expert, creator of the Crush It program. Just share with us, kind of what your day-to-day is by providing and sharing a wealth of knowledge and fitness, to a lot of your fans and your followers.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, just to run through my typical day or a typical day in my life.
Right.
There's typical day.
Okay. Every day's different.
There's
right?
no typical day. Right. No, yeah. Okay. Every day is different because I do work with partners and other entities that are in Australia or in the UK. So sometimes you have to adjust, but so there's no typical day, but the things that are typical to every day are me working out. I pretty much post almost every day, maybe one or two days a week. I do not. I'm always wanting to provide something useful out there and to share what I do with my audience. So I try to stay away from sharing things just for social media, so to speak. I want to portray exactly what I do on a daily basis when it comes to my workouts. I do that working out as well as building the CrushFit program. So the CrushFit program started back in, they launched at the end of March. There is four levels, beginner, intermediate, advanced, and expert that are all doable from home. And then I launched the gym version as well as some HIIT series as well. So it's been, you know, every day I try to start with, all right, what is the next program? How, because I build everything myself. It's not, I don't have a computer generated, you know, something that spits out by certain input that spits out a program for somebody. I actually go in and build, depending on these different levels, the program that pertains to that level. The typical day in an ideal world for me, if I didn't have all these other things going on, like calls with Australia and UK, it would be getting up at about 6 in the morning, getting my workout in, taking my dog outside and spending some time in nature. I am a big believer of taking pause and taking count and taking and being grateful for just what we have. So I try to do a little bit of that when the day starts. And then it's going right into it. I do have a private Facebook page for the program members. I check with them daily. Today, I'm a little late. I'm a little behind on that, but I check in with them daily. I answer their questions. Then we film after I've done that posting. And then there is meetings. And then there is narratives and programs that I have to write. So that's kind of like a big overall summary of the day, which could go sometimes till like 9-10 at night.
Oh wow. Right. Congratulations on that as well. Of course, as we know, we've seen how social media has blew up this, you know, this lane, if you will. Kind of take us back. Where'd you come up with the idea to even start all this? You know, it's like, did you fall into it? You know, take us through that process, that thought
yeah,
process.
Because there's a lot of people, again, they're going to be listening to this. Obviously, they're going to be watching you. And again, some people are going to be inspired. They're going to be motivated. They want to be the next Sonata Grock. They want to be the next Sonata Grock. Share with us and then with them, you know, what does it take to obviously to get started? And obviously, you know, you're kind of at that blossom stage. You're at that zenith stage of where everybody wants to be.
You're at the TO in Philly stage.
I haven't even started stage. That's where I'm at.
I like that too. Sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, well, because what I'm about to say might kind of blow you away a little bit. This whole thing didn't start till about January of last year when I had about, I think, 1,000 followers. I'm going to say 2,000 just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
This was January of last year, 2019. Yeah.
Wow.
And it all started, I've always been, like I said, I've always been active as a child, played sports, and I've had this passion for movement. Like movement has helped me through so many things in life. I suffered from depression. I suffered from anxiety. I suffered from eating disorders just because, you know, as a woman too, I'm getting goosebumps. But those are things that especially as women, we struggle with a lot, body images, image issues. Yeah. I was lucky enough to have a primary care physician who was running a marathon every month, every couple of months. And she was 50 at the time. And that's what she prescribed. She's like, Sonata, you don't want to, not that medication isn't helpful, been there, done that. But she's like, Sonata, you need to start working out. You need to start running. You need to start to be active every day. And that's what I did. And I realized how much that did for my mental health, not just for my body. The body, the physical aspect, the aesthetics of it just came as a byproduct. And that's what, you know, that's what inspires me to share what movement can do for people. So January of last year, you know, I was dabbling, I was posting a workout here and there, or maybe, you know, just a movement. And then I said, F it. I'm just going to post my full workout for whoever is going to grab and be inspired by it. Mm-hmm. And I did that consistently, day in, day out. I committed myself. I mean, at that point, you know, to think back, getting up at 5 a.m. before going to work to do that. It's like, wow, how did I push myself at that point, not knowing, you know, where this was going to lead. But right. I did. And there was something that just drove me to do that without necessarily expecting anything back. And it took off. It just took off from there. People saw the value. They saw the byproduct. So I think that grabbed onto them, but then saw the value in what movement did for them as well. And I provided full workouts at no cost. So that's where it all started. That's how it took off. And then the one thing that I stayed true throughout this entire process, and what you guys were asking about, like, what, you know, recommendation do you have for people that want to start on this journey? Is to stay true to who you are. Be your unique self. There's so many of us out there. There's so many fitness influencers. But if you bring your uniqueness to the equation, that is something that is that nobody can duplicate. Mm-hmm. They can imitate you, but they can't duplicate you.
Yeah. Like, as a, you know, as the, I guess, the fan base that watches, you know, professional football, it's like, they're always asking, like, yeah, how do you become a professional athlete? I was like, the biggest thing is, you know, not trying to be somebody else that you've seen, right, which is hard to do. I mean, anybody who comes in the NBA right now, they're going to try to play like LeBron, or anybody who tries to come into the NFL right now, they're going to try to play like Julio or Odell. But you only make it to that, you know, the pinnacle, if you're bringing something unique. And again, I tell people this all the time, especially about T, because it's like, he didn't look like the other Hall of Famers. And like, you're not supposed to. I tell T, he don't believe me, but like, he did one thing that nobody else could do. After he caught the ball, like, he was the best run after catch guy for 10 years in the NFL, maybe 12, you know, but that doesn't make him not the best in another category. And that, you know, I think that's what people don't realize. Okay, like, Moss was this, and Jerry Rice was this, and Calvin Johnson's this. Like, you only have to be great at one thing. You don't have to be great at a bunch of different things. And I was like, everybody tell these kids, like, that one thing, you might be the best 5-yard route runner in the NFL. Like, let's say Edelman, right? Edelman for the last 10 years been the best 5-yard route runner. That's it. He's not breaking tackles like T.O. He's not going deep like Randy Moss, but he's the best 5-yard route runner that we've seen in 10 years. And so therefore he's great in that one lane. So, and again, I think people got to realize, you can just be great at one thing, but find that one thing and go do that one thing 100 mile an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Sonata, I mean, obviously, you know, you, who you are, for the things that you've experienced or haven't experienced, and it's made you who you are. And so with your following, what Hatch is talking about, you're who you are based on what you've done, your experiences, you're providing, and you're on this platform. You're basically using this platform to really share your journey with people. Like Hatch said, with athletes, yeah, we have people that we look up to. They set the barometer or they set the bar for us. Like, for example, for me, like, I played with Jerry Rice. So prior to me knowing Jerry Rice, again, everybody knew he was the greatest receiver of all time. So I had an opportunity to play with him for about 4 or 5 years. I saw what that level of success was. I saw who he was. I got to talk to people. I got to watch film. I got to watch him orchestrate what made him and what people considered him as the greatest receiver of all time. And so I realized, okay, I see some of those physical attributes. We share some of those things, those same capabilities, but I realized, okay, I can't be Jerry Rice. There are people that are going to be watching you, looking at you like, oh my gosh, she's the poster lady, poster girl, poster woman for fitness. They're going to want to be you. And so I'm enjoying listening to you share your story of mind, muscle, and connection. What does it take? Understanding with women, and a lot of women too, they struggle with, as you said, depression, how their body looks, all these things that deter them from really, they set the goals, but they don't complete it. You know what I mean? They set these plans in place, but there's no execution of it. So what Hatch was obviously alluding to is like, yeah, there are so many people that are going to be looking up to you, little girls, teenagers, all types of women and people that aspire to be fitness people. But I like your journey. I like where you're going with this mind, muscle and connection, because I know when I worked out, when I trained to obviously, like I said, be the best that I could be, I never really thought that I would end up in the Hall of Fame. As you mentioned earlier, everything that I was doing, I was so focused on trying to better myself. Everything that happened after that was a byproduct of me focusing on what I could do for myself. And I think that's the platform. That's what you're offering to so many people, that they just have to hone in at what you're giving to them. And I like the mind, muscle and connection, because that's similar to when I talk to kids. I tell them, because everybody's like, man, how did you become a Hall of Famer? We have a similar, like I said, I got goosebumps when you said you wasn't a star athlete, but you had a desire to be something. That's the exact same that I was. And Hatch knows this. We both went to small schools. I wasn't a high school star athlete by any means. I didn't know that I was going to play beyond the collegiate level. But when, similar to what your MMC is, I have something where I call my 3 D's. It's desire, dedication, and discipline. And again, it's all applicable. But yeah, I appreciate you sharing your story. But yeah, man, this is huge.
And that's beautiful.
Well, you know, it is the fall, T. So we got flu season coming up. We got the holidays coming up. I'm going to be traveling. You know what I need to travel? Besides my luggage.
Oh, yeah.
Phone. Oh, I need liquid IV. That's what I need, right? It's flu season. It often lines up with the holiday plans. But liquid IV can help support your immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins. It's perfect for staying hydrated on holiday flights or the long road trips driving a car. It can also help with your hangovers, even though I don't drink, but some of you out there, you might want to take the Liquid IV for that as well. Liquid IV's best-selling hydration multiplier now has 3 new flavors, the guava, the watermelon, and the apple pie flavor.
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use promo code POPCORN at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code POPCORN at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code POPCORN. So Hatch, man, I know you saying you mentioned that the Liquid IV's best-selling hydration multiplier, it has 3 flavors, guava, watermelon, apple pie. What they didn't mention, because they've provided me with some of these new flavors, is lemon lime. I like lemon lime. I like the lemon lime, the guava, and the watermelon. Not so much the apple pie, but it's not bad.
It's not your thing.
It depends on what your taste buds like. I'm not saying it's not good, but my favorite is the watermelon, the guava, and the lemon lime. And my personal experience is that I think a few weeks ago I had to get my blood drawn or what have you. I went into my appointment. They couldn't draw any blood. I was kind of dehydrated. They told me to go home, drink some water or what have you, but they had no idea that I had this liquid IV. trust me. So I went to the house, got me a bottle of water, put some liquid IV in there. And for the people that are listening, liquid IV, it gives you pretty much the equivalent of 3 bottles of water once you pour it in your water. So I did that, went back about probably like 45 minutes to an hour later. Blood, like I said, they drew my blood. I rehydrated myself with the likes and the love of Liquid IV. And I didn't have any problems. She had no problem drawing my blood. Like it was just flowing out of there. And like I said, I will attribute that to the Liquid IV that I put in my system.
Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code POPCORN. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take this quick minute break for pay these bills right quick. We'll be right back with some Get Your Popcorn Ready podcast in a minute. So T, you got this race coming up, man. Are you physically, mentally, emotionally ready for it? What have you been doing to get ready for it?
Well, you know, I'm training, you know, trying to stay hydrated, which is first and foremost, so I don't pull no hammies or nothing. So yeah, man, I'm mentally, like I said, I'll get there. Emotionally, like I said, you know, those emotions, they'll develop as the race, as it approaches. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the race, though.
Yeah, you need to get some of this protein powder I've been taking.
Oh, what's that? I hear you've been talking about it. Let me and the people know what you're talking about.
Hey, I'm telling you, it gives me an extra spark to start my workout when I don't feel sharp throughout the day. I just go ahead and reach for that Sport Energy powder. It's packed with electrolytes and adaptogens for optimal performance no matter what I'm doing. We all know how you recover is just as important to how you work out. Orgain also has a sport recovery powder that maximizes restoration and replenishes tired muscles with a unique blend of plant-based organic ingredients, including adaptogenic mushrooms to help reduce inflammation.
Man, and just like Hatch is a believer, man, pro golfer and U.S. champ Bryson DeChambeau loves Orgain too. So again, Hatch, you said you're a believer. Let's see, you know, maybe we can get you in this race. It might get you right, boy.
Hey, it might. You know what I'm saying? Let me get on this Orgain. So thanks to Orgain, I finally found the best clean products to help keep me healthy and maximize my performance. And right now you can save 20% off your first order. Plus, when you subscribe, you can save even more. Go to tryorgain.com/popcorn. That's tryorgain.com/popcorn for 20% off your first order, plus extra savings when you subscribe. tryorgain.com/popcorn.
As we settle into this new normal version of life, Bespoke Post is here with customized box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. There's new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside.
You know what? With the holidays coming around, I just ordered my luggage bag. I got me a nice, smooth, brown luggage leather bag. It's going to be clean when I get to the airport. Boy, I can't wait. And I got from Bespoke Post.
Yeah, you better hope they don't snatch your little brown-looking nice bag up. But Bespoke going to be sending you plenty more.
Hey, I need to keep that thing on my hip. So don't forget. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Do the thing.
So don't forget, right, you can get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code popcorn at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code popcorn for 20% off your first box.
Yeah, get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code popcorn at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code popcorn for 20% off your first box.
That's if you want a nice luggage bag like your boy Hatch.
Yeah. And if you need, you know, some cooking tools like myself, because I'm not really a cook, but, you know, if you look good in the kitchen and you got all the necessary right equipment, then you look like you're doing something. So thanks, Boss of Awesome, for my cooking tools.
Hey, Box of Awesome, why don't you send T a cookbook too? Because he don't know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. While you send me some cooking tools, send a cookbook with it.
No doubt.
It's too late to ask, but do you know anything about football?
I do know about football.
Are you familiar with the NFL game, football?
Okay, all right, good.
So I don't want to keep making references and then you'll be over there like, yeah, okay.
No, of course, go ahead.
I was like, I don't want to
keep making references. Yeah, of course. I was a big Patriots fan. I don't know how
Oh, no, it's all good.
In Massachusetts.
Okay, well, let's end this. That's it for today. We want to thank Sonata for coming on today. We appreciate your time.
Hey.
No, just kidding.
We're only fans of teams that were paying us. So it don't matter.
Right.
I hear you. Yeah. So. But yeah. No, I enjoy all sports. I can't say I'm an expert, so don't test me on it.
Okay.
But I enjoy watching.
No, not at all.
Football and, you know, all sports, baseball. Like, it's just, to me, again, it comes down to being impressed by these athletes that do put in the time, that are dedicated, that have the desire. So that's what comes through. All the athletes, all the cream of the top, the cream of the crop. They do put in that time. They're dedicated day in and day out. So yeah.
Well, yeah, talking about, like I said, nutrition and taking care of yourself, of course, going through this pandemic. And you know, that's part of staying healthy and trying to, you know, do and eat the right things to not get sick. So you had some a family member get sick of COVID. Is that the case that I heard?
Yeah. So my father spent 5 weeks in the ICU. It was a horrible, horrible battle that I don't think he's fully recovered still to this day. And this was back in April. Mm-hmm. And my uncle unfortunately passed away from COVID back in Albania. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So appreciate that. It's been very close to home. So I definitely do my best to be as safe as I can during these times, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how healthy you are, it seems like the disease has a mind of its own.
Is your dad pretty healthy, on the healthy side?
He was, very healthy. You know, okay. He was, he's 68.
Okay. That's a big difference.
You never look at your parents and think like, oh my God, that it just hit me.
That was 10 years ago, right?
But I mean, he was like running every day, eating healthy, and just doing everything that he could to stay healthy. And it just hit in a way that none of us imagined it would. He spent weeks belly down just to try to expand his lungs and just to try to avoid being intubated, which he did, fortunately. He escaped by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah. So what's the state of your dad's health now? How is he doing?
Oh, he's out. He's good. He's out and about, as much as out and about we could be nowadays, right? But
he's
home and he's healthy. He's not his strong self. You know, he lost a lot of weight, and it took months for him to recuperate that strength and gain back the weight. But he's much better. He's much better.
So what about So what about your immediate family? You have kids, you're married, any of that, those things?
Multi-poo.
Okay.
Multi-poo-poo.
Okay.
Yeah.
The poo is your boo.
He is right. my little boo. And then I have a big boo. I have my partner, my boyfriend, who also has been a key part to helping me through, building my Instagram and putting out the workouts that I put out. That's, he's my videographer that doesn't want or need any recognition, really.
Is he into fitness at all as well?
Say that again?
Is he in the fitness as well, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. He is a fitness enthusiast. He's not, trying to build the following or trying to be in the fitness forefront. He's he's very supportive of me, but we work out together. So a lot of the workouts
that's good
that I do. Yeah.
Couples that work out together, stay together.
Stay together. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it talks to about passions that we have. And if we share passions with our significant other, then we're more likely to stay together.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, kudos to him, and kudos to you guys. But yeah,
absolutely.
That's a great thing when you can find somebody that share the same passions, the same interests. I'm obviously, like I said, it creates for a better relationship. And then obviously, like I said, when you got a personal photographer where, you know, you ain't got to hire anybody. You're winning.
Winning. So let me again. So, you know, you said you go on your Instagram page, again, you're your body's amazing. Obviously, that's why you have more than 2 million viewers. And right. But you're dedicated to this, obviously, which is the main reason you have the viewers. But I want to get to the probably the hardest part about this fitness world. Something that nobody sees is the diet, the eating, because to do that, to look like that, you got to eat right. And as me and T both know, it's the hardest thing to do, especially the older you get. So kind of give us, you know, what your pointers on are for people's diet. Again, the older you get, what do you do? Again, it's not about being vegan because everybody's not going to be vegan, but can still be fit. So give us kind of your point of view from that perspective.
Well, you know, since you brought up vegan, just being vegan doesn't necessarily translate to all of a sudden leading, you know, a healthier lifestyle, because there's plenty of things that are vegan that aren't necessarily good for you. But my approach to nutrition, so first of all, when everybody starts, I recommend that they look at what they're eating, maybe track their macros, like what's their protein intake, their carbs, their fats, to kind of have an idea as to what that should look like. I am not at that point anymore where I'm tracking every single thing, because it becomes intuitive after a while. But personally, I focus, I eat everything. I don't discriminate, because I think it's individual, right? If you restrict something, you're more apt to want it. So if you instead have it in a smaller amount, then you're more apt to stick to that diet, to that plan. But I focus more on my protein intake, and then supplement with necessary carbs and fats as well. I do love ice cream, so I'll have it occasionally. There's nothing, like I said, that I will exclude. But I think the big issue that I see, or the big problem that a lot of people face, is that when they start to have this like all or nothing mentality. And what I talk about, I'm not a nutritionist by any means, so the plans and the meal plans in my programs are built by nutritionists working together with me to kind of like integrate my approach, but they also have to make sure that that's, you know, a spot on meal plan for the person and they're not missing any nutrients. But as far as my approach and what I would do or recommend if I was myself a beginner, is to start small, you know, reduce where you can. So instead of having 2 pieces of toast with breakfast, have 1 piece of toast. You know what I mean? So I say cut corners in a good way, in that positive way. So instead of, you know, going out like you want a burger, have the burger, but maybe substitute the fries for a salad, or have half of the fries, or have just half of the hamburger bun instead of having both. So just small things like that add over time and makes it more sustainable. I think that's key, that we make fitness and we make eating healthy sustainable, and not just to look a certain way. I think if you take the approach that this is my one body, this is my one true home, this is what I have to live with for the rest of my life, and I want it to function as well as it possibly can till I'm, you know, God willing, 80, 90 years old. Yeah. So exactly. So make the most out of it. Take that sustainable approach. And that's when you're more likely to stick to it for the long run.
Yeah, and the most important thing she said there, people, was time. It takes time. It's not going to happen in 3 months or 6 months. You have to choose the lifestyle to be fit, not a diet that's going to, you know, be a flash and dash, you know, in 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, it all boils down to, like I said, the goal setting, and then you really have to plan accordingly, as Hatch said, and as Sonata alluded to, is that, you know, a lot of people, they want results like yesterday. And you're not, like I said, sometimes it's a good and a bad thing to look like Sonata or myself, and then you want to
You're not in the same boat. You're not in the same boat. No, thank you. Thank you, Mama.
No. No,
he said.
He's just a hater. Don't mind that.
But yeah, I mean, that's one of the things too. Like, I get the questions all the time. And so people, that's why I brought you on too, for sure, because everybody sometimes, I'm glad you mentioned that you're not a nutritionist. So many people, they get so inundated about obviously fitness, working out, but then the most important thing is, I don't like to say diet, I just say nutrition. It's basically changing, and it's basically the changing of your eating habits. And I like you explained it so well, because I have a friend of mine that lives in my hometown. This dude was skinny as I don't know what when we grew up, and now he's big as a house. And he's asked me last year, he asked me, he was like, man, what can I do to lose these pounds, man? And when I tell you, this dude is, I'm talking about, it will be hatch plus 200 pounds. This is how big he's gotten over over the course of the years. That
I like how hatch is like the standard, like hatch plus 200. Yeah,
exactly. I'm the standard, Sonata. I hate to say it, but I'm kind of the standard. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is that people have to understand that It goes back to your acronyms and my acronym. It's mind, muscle, and connection. Excellent. It's desire, dedication, and discipline. And when you, like when you talk about giving people and sharing with people the knowledge that you have, she just said she's not a nutritionist, but she can give you the tools. She can give you the tips. She can basically give you the blueprint.
It's up to them to listen to.
Right. Reaching
and I've lived it, so I know a lot about it. Right. It's just, I can't directly say that, hey, follow my nutrition plan, because I am not. Right. But I've lived it. I've gone through the ups and downs. Like I said, I've gone through anorexia. I've gone through like binge eating. I've done all of it. And then finally, when I realized, hey, we're in this for the long run. We're not here to look good for a short period of time. So,
And I try to, it's like that one book analogy, right? If everybody gets, you say they want it like yesterday, but you can't have it yesterday, right? It's going to take time. So if you give somebody a book, let's just say it's 100 pages. And on the first page, it says eat an apple a day. And until you do that, you can't go on to page two. And the story about the book is pages 2 through 100 are empty, because it just starts with an apple a day. But people won't do the apple a day. They never start. It's like you got to start with the smallest, easiest thing to do, and then you move on to step two. But people can never do the apple a day. So why are you gonna keep coming back to me and asking, well, what else and what else? Like, you can't even do the 10 push-ups I told you to do last week.
Right, exactly. And I'm trying I told my guy, and I understood too, and I know everything isn't about money, but I know like some people they're motivated by certain things. So I told him, I was like, dude, if you lose 100 pounds by a certain time, I said, I give you $1,000.
Absolutely. In my mind, I think that's a good deal.
But I'm already knowing in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to see. I threw that number out there just to see if he's going to be motivated to do it. So he started out. So I started asking him, so what are you doing when you go home? What do you eat when you go home? What do you do? He goes, man, I go home. I drink about a half a case of beer. I'm like, what?
But this is what I told him.
For him, that's a problem, because that's sitting on him. He's drinking and then he's going to bed. That's sitting on him. So I said, look, I didn't tell him to just shut all the alcohol down. I said, okay, well, instead of drinking half a case, maybe drink six beers. You know what I mean? Whatever it is.
That is half a case.
I was gonna say, how big is this case? So he's trying to drink two.
Exactly. That's what I meant. So I'm like, yo, if it's half a case, if it's six beers you're drinking, I said, bro, just drink two or drink three. Just start to wean yourself off what you've been doing on a regular basis. And just as she said, like if you're going to the restaurant and if you're just say you're eating a regular beef burger. So if you want to try to wean off beef burgers, try a turkey burger. If you're eating beef burgers and you're eating fries, try some sweet potato fries, because you're not going to be able to do it cold turkey, because that's when things start to get hard, because now you're trying to force yourself to do what your body is not accustomed to doing and you're not accustomed to doing. So that's what I try to tell people, is just try to do it little by little, just like I said, an apple a day. So thank you, Sonata, for those tips. I like when you basically, again, just expressing and explaining and sharing your knowledge of what it takes to get to that next level.
Absolutely. I love that book analogy. That was good. Like, if you can't make it to through that chapter.
Right.
But you always want to go. it's human nature. I guess we want, especially nowadays with things being so fast and having that immediate satisfaction, right, that, you know, I ordered it, where is it?
Right. I mean, but it's the looking on IG and seeing you, Sonata, right, thinking, right, oh, right, you just started working out a couple weeks ago and you look like this. Like, no, this is a lifestyle. I eat this every single day, and you guys are going to have to do it too, else don't want this. It's kind of,
it's not easy. It's not easy to change that human nature, but, you know, there's so many people that are doing it, just like the Crush It crew. That's what they're called. My Crush It crew.
The Crush It crew.
You know, I see it every day, you know, and it's, I'm inspired. I'm inspired by a That's lot awesome. Of them who are embracing even the smallest changes, which will happen, you know, again, over a long period of time, which it might go unnoticed, but they are embracing them. And when you get to that level that you appreciate even the small changes, it's amazing, because that's when you know, I'll stick to this. Over time, all these small changes will accumulate.
Well, Crush It crew, if you guys can hear this, keep doing your thing. And we know it's hard, but you stay focused. You can do it. And again, treat it as a lifestyle. Don't just do this for a couple months or a couple weeks. Again, you want to be able to do this for the rest of your life. And that's kind of how you want to go into this mentality. Because again, from like a professional athlete point of view, we don't look at everybody else's, we have to do it just as good as a professional athlete. Like, no, it's like, I probably give a lot more respect to a 45-year-old female with two kids going to the gym than I do a 23-year-old trying to become a professional athlete. Because they don't have to do that. There's no reward for, you know, there's no reward except, you know, a mindset of I'm healthy, I'm doing the best I can. Like that's so, I so much respect for that person, because it's like, if you can do that and you're living that lifestyle, like you say you want to do it, like much respect goes out. Because again, you don't have to get up and go to the gym every day. You just don't have to. So
very true.
But yeah, so we appreciate you coming on, says sharing your knowledge. Kind of give us where people can find you and where they can find Crush It and all that good stuff.
Well, first and foremost, you can find me on Instagram, sonata.greca. And then my programs are on my website, sonatagreca.com. The link for which is on my Instagram too. So easy, make it easy for you.
Easy peasy.
And yeah.
You have a Twitter, Facebook as well?
So the Facebook, I only utilize it for the private Facebook group where I interact with all the program members. I don't do Twitter. I think there are some fake accounts on Twitter that are pretending to be me. So I am not on Twitter.
Okay. Everybody, you heard it.
I can't keep up with everything.
Right. You heard it here. She is not on Twitter, everyone. She's not on Twitter. So
I'm on YouTube, but there's pretty much like two videos up there. So more to come on that. It takes time.
Okay.
It takes
time. Okay, there you go. Cool. Takes time.
Right. So yeah, before we let you go, though, I wanna ask you of all the. I know you have a different number of programs or what have you. Is there, like I said, you see the results and you see people come in, and obviously I'm sure they're posting and they're seeing the results. Is there one person or a particular program that has been more successful than others that you notice? Because like I said, obviously you pay attention, and obviously people are doing the programs or what have you. Because like I said, I mean, as athletes, we know there are athletes out there that want to be aspired to be receivers. And we know the ones, we see the ones that want to grind it out, that are putting in that work. Is there anybody that, you know, just off the top of your head that have, you know, give you that extra motivation, that extra oomph to give more inspiration and share more of what you're doing?
Oh, there's so many that come to mind that have stuck through different levels of the programming. So particularly Liza, who unfortunately lost her sister to cancer, and she gained a lot of weight. Her story gives me goosebumps, and I'm trying to, don't want to get emotional, but she gained a lot of weight, and she decided one day that she was going to do this for herself, for her children, and for her nieces. So she dedicated herself. She stuck to the pro. She hasn't missed one day of her intermediate, then advanced, and now she's going on to expert. And each of these programs that she went through are 12 weeks long, and expert is 8 weeks long. So, and then she's going to go on to the gym program after that.
Shout out to Liza. Keep doing your thing, Absolutely. Mom. Stay strong.
Absolutely. So her and all of them truly motivate me to do what I do. When I hear their stories, it totally makes everything that I do worthwhile.
Yeah, that's no doubt, man. Shout out to Liza. Awesome. And then I think, honestly, you know, you being who you are, a fitness expert in the fitness industry, man, that's the best and the most rewarding part about doing what you do, and really kind of what I do too. I mean, I'm not a coach or anything, but again, I get people that are asking me so many questions about, you know, how to get better at this or how to get better at that. You know, people ask me all the time, like, you know, what do you do in the gym? You know, what do I eat? For me, kind of like yourself, I kind of just do what works for me. I can give you the kind of the basis, the basic fundamentals of what to do. I can give you some tips on what to eat from a nutrition standpoint, but it all boils down to how committed the individual is. And so for me, like I said, and yourself and Hatch, you know, Hatch coaches high school kids. We've worked out, you know, over the last five to 10 years, and we've seen the guys from high school level, from the collegiate level, at different levels of at the professional level. And they come up and they ask us, you know, well, what does it take to get to that next level? Because they're like, it's just like your program. There are different levels. There are different levels of becoming an athlete. There's different levels of athleticism. And so you just have to find your path and have to be committed to it. And I think, again, your acronym, like I said, I know I've mentioned it a few times. MMC is Mind, Muscle, and Connection. I resonate with that because when I was training, my coach, my personal trainer, he used to kind of just talking to my ear while I was working out. And I thought it was kind of odd at first. And so I remember one time, like, cause when I approached him about him being my personal trainer, he asked me, you know, this was my third year in the league. He asked me, like, well, what do you want to work on? And so I told him, I was like, I want to have bigger arms. I want to have abs. I want to have a bigger chest, and I want to get some calves.
You wanted to be me, basically.
No, I did not.
You're like, if I can have a body like Hatch, then I've arrived. Exactly.
First of all,
that sounded just like me, bro.
Hey, that sounds good. That sounds good for radio. But yeah, I didn't even know you at that particular time.
Oh, you know me.
But what I was saying, like, yeah, those are some of the things that I wanted to concentrate on because I didn't feel like those are some of the things that I felt like I needed in order to be the athlete that I wanted to be. And so once I started working with him, like the first year, the second year, like he saw how dedicated I was. I mean, to the point to where when I was lifting or I was doing abs or what have you, he basically spoke, he was like, yo, he goes, I want you to visit here as you're doing these workouts, these exercises. He goes, I want you to visualize what you want your body to look like. And I was like, man, this is crazy. And then on top of the nutrition aspect of it, that's exactly what I did when I used to do abs or I was doing my lat pull downs, things of that nature. I would honestly have a vision of what I wanted my back to look like when I did my abs. I saw definitions. I mean, you look at cartoons, you look at figurines, you look at bodies like yours or bodies like Hatch's. If that's what you see and that's what you want to look like, you have to envision it. So again, when you talk about mind, muscle, and connection, that's what it is, because mentally you have to do it. And then you talk about the muscle. Those are the things that you're working. And then that connection, you have to connect that mind and that muscle to obviously get the results that you need. So, man, I appreciate you coming on and sharing this knowledge with so many people. And for anybody that's listening and jumping on, we're talking to Sonata Greca, a fitness expert, creator of the Crush It program. We have had an awesome over an hour talking with her about, you know, nutrition, how she got started out, you know, comparing bodies, you know, you have, I'm gonna be honest. You have the best body on this thing. I have the second best, and Hatch, he's not even in this. See, he's not even in the conversation.
We're gonna have to test this out. When all this thing is over, we're gonna have to do like a hit session together, and then see. you know.
Exactly. You know what? You know, I would love to do that. I don't know.
I have the lowest body percent fat on this panel right now. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
He's just hiding behind the clothes.
Yeah. I'm a modest guy. What could I say? Sonata, give me one name. Like, you know, because everybody's like, man, like you said, T was like, I want bigger arms or abs like this. Give me like one name where you've seen somebody, girl or guy, you were like, oh, if I could have abs like her, if I could get, you know, my shoulders like her or my calves, whatever. Was there anybody that you've seen over like the last 12 to 24 months that you kind of like, you know, I want to be like her a little bit more or add that to your game at all?
I don't know. Would you be disappointed that if I said I don't really like envy or think of it in those terms?
Right.
Because I'm always, again, for me, movement comes from, I want to move so within. I can stay mentally healthy. Right. And then right. Everything else. And so I can, you know, obviously I have to balance what I work out on mm-hmm. my body. I can do leg day every day. But for me, it comes from that. And then everything else just seemed to fall into place. So I don't necessarily anymore, because if we put this people.
An image, you put another image, then you're.
On a pedestal, then we remove ourselves from it, and we have this gap. But if you already embody who you want, like pretty much like T was saying, like if you embody that image, then you become that image, or you mm-hmm. are already that image,
right?
So you don't have to reach for it, you don't have to put that gap between. Exactly.
Yeah, so, for me, it was it's like a mental transformation. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You see that image, but like I said, you're not trying to be exactly that person. But again, you know what you look like every day. You look at yourself in the mirror. And so, again, a lot of people that gain weight or what have you, and then you speak to them and they've like, man, I don't know how I gained all this weight. What do you mean you don't know how? You see yourself every day, especially with women, and especially women, but men as well. If you realize that you're like every few weeks or months or a couple months that you're going to the store and you're starting to buy bigger sizes, you're upping your sizes, then that should tell you something is not right. You're gaining weight. You can't just all of a sudden wake up one day and be like, oh my God, where did all this weight come from?
Yeah. I mean, you can't, you know, I guess this is what T does. He just wakes up and puts on a medium shirt and says, you know, I'm fit. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. I'm just sorry, people. It's not how you do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you have get it. Your popcorn ready. We are right here with Sonata Greca. We want to thank her for coming
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mama. Knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you guys. I appreciate this so much. This was so much fun. I can't believe that over an hour just flew by. So thank you.
No doubt. Yeah, yeah. And I like the way that you had your popcorn ready. I greatly appreciate that.
Respect. It ain't got no flavor. It ain't got no butter or no salt. I know what you're doing.
It's a little plain. But that's when this whole thing is over, I need to try out the way that you guys make the popcorn.
Put the butter in.
I'm not afraid of a little butter. I'm not.
Well, you mentioned your favorite, your cheat meal is ice cream. So for me, my cheat meal, honestly, is popcorn. I use popcorn as an excuse. I like movies. I like to watch movies at home, mm-hmm. but I like going to the theater as well. But that's my cheat meal. If I go to the movies, I got to have popcorn. I have a concoction. I have it all. I mean, 4 pumps of butter, you know, a sprinkle of salt. I make them fill it only halfway up. I do that at the dispenser, and then I shake it up, and then I give it back to them. They fill it again. Then I go back to the dispenser, give it about 2 to 4 more pumps, put some salt on top of that thing, and then, you know, kind of, you know, move the box around, wiggle the box, and let that salt settle in there. Oh, man, mm-hmm. that's the best thing. And then it's the movie. The movie is the greatest part. Then you just smack it through the movie. Oh my gosh, that's the best
cheat meal, huh? So we got ice cream.
You're in heaven right now.
All right. He got ice cream. We got popcorn. That's you guys' cheat meals, huh?
What's your cheat meal, Hatch? Yeah.
What about
you,
Hatch?
Ooh.
Let's hear it.
The problem is it's hard. I got two. I don't. I don't have five, but I do have two. It's Reese's Cups and M&M's. Like, I just, I lose myself.
Oh, really? Myself. Okay, okay. Yeah, peanut like peanut butter. You're a peanut butter and a chocolate fan.
I even do the M&M's with popcorn sometimes. That's the little salt sugar thing.
It makes the sweet and savory. Salt and savory. That's a new one.
I got to try that one, but I can get on board with some Reese's peanut butter cups. Like,
No doubt.
Man, no doubt. Life changer.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, I hope you enjoyed it. Definitely, we'll let you know, obviously, when this thing is coming out, when we're going to put you, we release these things every Tuesday or what have you. But definitely, man, we appreciate you, obviously, you know, devoting some time to the Get Your Popcorn Ready podcast.
Yeah. Awesome. I really appreciate it. This was so much fun. Thank you. Thanks once more.
Thank you, Mom. Appreciate you. Yeah. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a great day.
You as well. Okay. Sonata Graker on Get Your Popcorn Ready podcast.
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't forget to subscribe on the Himalaya app wherever you get your podcast. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The beautiful Sonata Graker. That's a cool, beautiful chick right there.
No doubt.
Professional. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about. And again, she's from 2019. She's blown up in the last year and a half. But ladies, get on her IG. Ladies and gentlemen, get on her IG. Follow her if you want to get back in better shape, because she's really crushing it right now. And shout out to the Crush It crew. Y'all keep doing y'all thing as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, we talked to her, and obviously she highlighted one person in particular, Liza. We definitely want to shout out Liza. We appreciate your hard work, your dedication. Sorry for your loss. But obviously, like I said, you know, there's always something that's going to make us pivot, shift, and get us back to the best version of ourselves. And so obviously, like I said, it's unfortunate, but we appreciate the story that Sonata told us about you, taking on these programs, and you're crushing it.
Absolutely. And again, guys out there, especially the listeners as well, you know, we're trying to bring things to the show where we can benefit in the long run. So again, anybody who wants to follow her and start doing her programs, hit us up and let us know that you enjoyed a program, something learned from it, or hit her on her own IG, you know, and let them know that you're getting something out of it. You've changed your life, maybe. Who knows?
Yep. And her IG is sonata.greca. And also you can find out a lot about her program, the Crush It program. Go to sonatagreca.com.
And so I know from the show, I want to take three things. We do our three and out segment coming up. So three things we take away from the show that kind of highlighted the interview that we just did, the conversation that we just had. And I think we're at the very beginning, we were talking about where she, it's kind of funny where she had to call 911 regarding her shin splints.
I don't know if I can call Sonata. I didn't say it on the show. I don't know if I can call her an athlete. She got to call 911 for some damn shin splints.
Hey, Sonata, really? Them shins must have been on fire.
Fire? What? No.
Hey, 911 for some shin splints. That's funny though.
Boy, I wanted to laugh so hard. I'm in my mind, I'm like, did she just really say what I just thought I heard?
Yeah.
Did I really just hear this? She called 911 for some shin splint?
Yeah. But like she said, she didn't shut it down. It was just like, yo, this is real pain for the first time in my life. But she did keep going. She did keep playing.
Right.
So shout out to her for that, but yeah, that's still a funny story you told us.
Yeah, that's funny though. you should call 911 for your forehead.
Hey, you know what? Because it's on fire.
Yeah. So what's the second one would be? Obviously, you know, her going to a doctor and him, you know, obviously diagnosing her with anxiety and things of that
depression.
Nature.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And so her really trying to tap into, really, like I said, trying to better herself and. And mental health is one of those things that, like I said, it's a hot topic for people to talk about. But definitely it's nothing to play with at the same time. Mental health is a serious issue. And so, that's anxiety, depression, different thoughts that, you know, one may have to cause you to think or do something that you don't want or normally do. And again, a lot of people harbor, they keep inside a lot of things. And so
that was very, I guess, admirable of her to kind of just share that, you know, share that with us. Because like I said, some people don't like to share the ugly. You know what I mean? Obviously, she's a beautiful girl. People marvel of her workouts. They marvel at the way that she looks and what she shares on her social media. That sometimes people they don't stop to think about that. You know, yeah, somebody like her has gone through some of the worst and ugliest of things, and now you see you see the byproduct of who she's become because of those. So I appreciate her sharing that.
Yeah, and how her doctor advised her to work out, to do movement, you know, to get her body, I guess, back in connection with her mind, if you will. Right. And I think people don't, it's not, okay, well, I go to a doctor and he give me some pills and I go home and pop pills. No, it's not that. There's a lot of different things you can do to kind of reset or recalibrate yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally. So again, that was definitely a big one. And I think the third thing was how she got to be, you know, as fit as she is she hasn't been in the gym squatting 300 pounds or doing curls and or bench pressing and shoulders. Like, she's doing a lot of body weight movement type of stuff.
Fundamental things, just like anybody that wants to, I guess, perfect a sport, a craft, or what have you. If you've done it one point in time and you haven't done it, you know, recently or as of late, that to get back into that, like you said, that mode of being consistent, then you have to start out with the fundamentals, the basics. And so again, I like the fact that she talked about, you know, how technique was very key into the way that she looks instead of, you know, lifting heavy weights.
Yep. There it is. So again, we just want to appreciate Sonata for coming on, being real with us, keeping it real, letting our audience know how to stay fit, get fit. And again, change your lifestyle. Don't just do it for a couple weeks, right? You're trying to do this for a lifetime. So again, we appreciate Sonata Greca coming on. Get your popcorn ready podcast.
No doubt. Go crush it, as she would say.
Go crush it.
No doubt. And if you want to see the video version of this, obviously we release the audio every Tuesday. On Thursday, we release the video. If you want to see that, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Terrell Owens. Get your popcorn ready podcast with T.O. and my boy Hatch.
Peace.